Blog Talk Radio.
Topic is my past performance. This is public access. My regrets. You know, I did a lot of shows in the 90s, and I was extremely young. And I did some shows over a decade ago. You know, it was experimentation. I was screaming. You know, I was, you know, screaming falsetto. I fell on the ground. I joked around and said some things about, and you know, doing comedy and a little bit, but I'm first and foremost is a rock singer. I said some things about people that I really regret, you know, famous people, but it was something I regret now, because when I think about it, I couldn't believe I said it, but it was in the comedy. But I was talking about, you know, like George W. Bush and stuff like that, or, you know, it's something I regret, but it was just fun, you know, experimentation, you know. the thing I'm trying to say is that I hope that whoever buy my albums, or if you see any public access videos or anything, me singing by myself or with a band, with a group, you know, just take it with a grain of salt. You know, there's just so much there. I was at a different stage, you know, because when I was in the band, it's a mentality, or on stage, I get this, you know, I love to sing and I love to express myself to the point where I need to express myself. But a lot of my shows, 99% of them, I'm very, very nice, you know. Well, I'm nice on every show, pretty much. I say really, I'm pretty much PG. But, you know, it's part of the show, you know, I experimented on things, but to go and continue as I have, I get more and more, I'm always have been respectful of other people, particularly people I know and people in the public eye, because everybody deserves respect, you know. I said nothing publicly about anybody, and I never will, because, unless it's something really important about, you know, like something that affects me directly, you know, relates to government or something. But, you know, I'm open-minded to viewpoints from Republicans, conservatives. Well, I'm very liberal. I'm a very liberal person, but I'm open-minded to all people and all genres. And, you know, my influences were Guns N' Roses, and my influences were Motley Crue, and as far as rock and roll influences with fashion as well as with music, especially the grunts rock scene with Pearl Jam and Nirvana and Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, and Smashing Pumpkins, definitely. Smashing Pumpkins, yes. That's one I forgot to sort of mention there. Very influential. But, and I do a lot of shows and I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy performing, but in those days it was a stepping stone, because I was part of my learning process of getting on stage in front of people. But that was just in front of a camera, or if I had an audience with the camera. I was performing in front of people and a camera, so it was a lot of fun. In a club, I love club, just being in front on clubs, because live performances is really more, I feel more at home, more than anything. Than I even in the studio, because the studio I had to sing it a certain way, I had to do this or get it done. But in live performances, I feel more relaxed and able to sing and able to be more creative, because I'm very good at spontaneity. And but with public access, it's, you know, I only have a certain amount of time, 30 minutes. So whatever I'm wearing or wherever I'm singing or wherever I'm thinking, it comes out. I'm on stage, I am that way, but I'm always respectful. I never say anything bad or anything. But if you see it and you're wondering how big I am or if I sound terrible, which I have, I'm falling over, dancing, acting silly, just, you know, my regrets. But every performer, I'm sure, went through that stage. Every performer went through that stage, you know. When I performed at the Rainbow, and I performed at the Coconut Teaser, and I performed at some clubs, and small clubs in West Hollywood, I liked that intimacy. And, you know, each place is different, but with public access, you know, to promote myself. And I was told that public access itself, you know, usually, you know, they don't sign artists looking at a public access show. they sign artists by a demo or by the live performances at a club or something. That's tend to be true. But, you know, I look bad and whatever. I think that if people were to base my musical performances or my ability to write songs, just listen to my demos and see if you like it. So a lot of people like my songwriting or whatever and relates to what's going on in 2016. Because it's important, you know, 2016, right now, you know, a decade or two ago, I was extremely low, 18, whatever. I mean, you know, or real young. Well, so that's how I want to relay it. I mean, if I'm in my 30s or whatever. Or early 20s or late 20s or whatever. But the thing is that if you hear something or see something that you don't like or you sound terrible, just say it's my regrets, okay? Sure, a lot of rock performers will say the same thing, but my public access, I don't care less because I did so many of them, but it was part of the routine because I was outperforming at clubs or performing with groups in front of people singing. Because I was trying to get, you know, I was shy and trying to find my way into it. So going on TV was to help me get in front of a crowd. Crowd could be on TV or they could be in a studio and then on TV. So thousands of people, you know. One interesting thing that happened, one show I did, some shows I was talking about what was going on at home, you know, just talking, you know, like this, you know, they try to do this and do that, you know, and then I go into it and then I start singing. It's really, I'm like thinking I have to, because I love to not just sing, I love to express myself. I'm kind of like a spokesperson as well as a singer, a mixture. So it's kind of like, you know, it's a lot of fun, but I'm just saying that we all have something we make fun of, did, but we enjoyed it. It's part of the evolution of an artist. And performing is essential. Being out in front of people to sing, because, you know, if you're going to be an artist, as far as a musician or a singer or recording artist, it's important to be in front of people. And it's not easy to be in front of people or in front of a camera, in front of a thousands can see. But I want to get back to the story that there was one performance where I did a show. I was talking about all kinds of things and I was singing, and then I did it. It was aired, and it was at a Hollywood public access. And then this guy called me, because I guess I had my number on this show, and he said, one of my videos of that show. And I thought that was pretty interesting. And I gave him. He gave me some money for it, you know, because he thought I was so unique. Yes, I was. I am a unique performer, unique singer. I look unique, act unique. Big, tall, short, whatever. That's why I written unique. I co-written a unique because it was when I was doing all those shows that and then I made the demos, and then when I wasn't performing, I was out trying to get a record deal. Yeah, and I was not the typical person they consider a rock roll wannabe, you know? A rock and roller, let's say. They didn't think of me as a rock and roller. And they thought of me as a wannabe. And some people probably still think of me as a rock and roll wannabe. Well, I didn't look the part, but I had the spirit, the soul of the part. I had my own style. I was just pretty much who I was, and that was not a plus with some record company executives. Ooh, the name calling and the put downs. I was dissed by everybody. fact, people still diss me. I still do it anyway because I love to perform and I love to write and I love to sing because I'm an artist. I love it. I do it anyway because I believe in myself and I, you know, it doesn't matter how bad or terrible how I look or whatever. That's just an opinion. It's the art itself. So I would say to those who are so unique and not the typical rock and roller or pop star, or if you seemingly don't have the look or don't have seemingly the voice or whatever, keep doing it because somebody may get famous. A lot of unusual people have made it famous, and being unusual is a plus in the music industry or entertainment industry. If you get put on stage and being unusual could gather a lot of, you know, you can get a lot of applause for being that way. You can start a new trend. You may even be a lot of very famous, most of them are very unusual. Personality, fashion, the voice, whatever. Or the guitar. Happens all the time. But I believe in myself, and then people told me, just continue, don't worry about what they say, because it's just an opinion. And I know that whatever people think of me, as far as musically, or whatever they say about me, they're going to think that way anyway, so I have to let that go. The most important thing is how I feel about myself, which is I feel that I'm a great singer. I can sing lead, I can do write, I can write. It doesn't matter. Somebody else could like me because everybody else has different opinions. But the most important thing is that I feel good about myself when I perform. If I have a good day and bad day, and a lot of bad days with those performances, I still consider it a stepping stone as part of show of the evolution of becoming a good live performer. Live performing is different because I have nothing to hide. You know, I don't have no synthesizers, I don't have nothing. I have just the microphone or the instrument that I use. And my regrets to those who feel offensive if I say anything, because I didn't really say anything offensive. But if I did, if you see a public access like in Santa Monica or Hollywood, my apologies. Yeah, like with Gene Simmons, my apologies. Gene Simmons is a good guy. I'm not going to get into that. Gene Simmons is a great performer. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like to experiment on stage and spontaneity, you know, improvising and doing something different. That's why one of my biggest feelings is Jimi Hendrix, because I love when he just play the standard guitar, just play the standard performance, and then he goes crazy. You know, he started breaking the guitar and stuff like The Who. And I don't do that all the time, but a lot of my performances are just traditional. You know, I have to be nice. You know, I mean, I ain't gonna fall, roll on the stage. You know, I just love it. You know, but we all got our own style. So to all of you, thank you for listening. And may all your wishes and dreams for this lovely earth of ours, peace and love, come true. Good night for Dove Night.